Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about second acts. F. Scott Fitzgerald said there weren't any in American Lives, but I'm not sure he was aware of the loophole large enough to taxi a C-130 through that exists for American politicians. These people are more limber than a deboned eel, as can be evidenced by their reaction to disgrace. Now, your ordinary scandalized citizen will burrow deep into a hidey hole, pulling the hole back in on them. Not politicians. They hold press conferences to declare all accusations baseless, then resign to spend more time with their family. Of course, nobody gets to ask the family how they feel. Sometimes the smiles are so tight you can hear enamel cracking. Now, once enough time passes, the politicians will declare their sabbaticals at an end and head up the comeback trail. All is forgiven, and the practice hypocrisy reels back out in a tail-sucking Mobius loop. Recently, a veritable gaggle of disgraced politicians jumped back into the spotlight. Perhaps you remember the unfortunately named Anthony Weiner, currently running for mayor in New York City. Now, Weiner announced a 64-part plan to keep New York vibrant, and he used Twitter to do it. Seriously, dude, do you really want to remind people the source of your crotch shots? Not sure his atonement has fully ripened. The National Republican Congressional Committee pulled support of Mark Sanford's bid to reclaim his congressional seat after his wife accused him of defying divorce settlement terms, prompting Sanford to take out a full-page ad explaining why he trespassed on his wife's property during the Super Bowl. Seeing a candidate treatise entitled, Why I Trespassed, never good. No. Former CIA director David Petraeus just nabbed a gig as visiting professor at City College of New York, presumably talking about the dangers of having an affair with someone reasonably positioned to finagle a book deal. Meanwhile, Larry Craig lurks, still battling that pesky restless leg syndrome and simply wanting to return to some anonymous airport men's room stall. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.